gentlemen, and welcome to Podtacular, episode 186, Mail Wars Campaign, levels 1 through 3, for the week of April 19, 2009.
Change your panties and flush it out!
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
I'm JP Oliver.
It's Sunday and I'm bored.
Yeah, that's apparent. You get all your homework done on Saturdays and then you have all Sunday to terrorize me on Skype.
Why do you do homework on Saturday?
Sunday's actually, no, I cram most of my homework on Friday evening, so I'm up till like 3 in the morning.
Crazy fool.
Canadian.
Pity the fool.
Yeah.
Pity the fool.
I pity the fool who live in Canada. What?
Ouch. T doesn't like the Canadians, Lancelot. But I get after
hater.
Him for that.
He's a hater. He's a hater. 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 Hater.
Yeah.
I've been to these so-called Canandadas. They look okay. Anyway, you guys may have noticed that Crypto and Gilos are not here. Crypto's not here because he's busy with homework, and Julius is not here due to technical difficulties.
Quote unquote.
So.
More like he doesn't know which hole to put his microphone into.
Yeah, he's having. I don't know. We had about a 30-minute discussion before the show began about him trying to fit his mic in and it wouldn't go in all the way.
That's what she said.
God. God. I was hoping we would be able to
this
avoid
joke
that.
Is over 9,000 times.
Wow. You never cease to amaze me.
Thanks.
What are we going to do with you? Okay, anyway. So we have Lancelot from the Around the Ring show on with us.
I would come on every week, except I keep. It's either I keep forgetting to show up, or I have homework.
Uh-huh.
One of the two.
Sure. We just know you're in love with your Gmod Zors.
I like my Gmod Zors.
And we also have...
My amazing blue alpha stuffy, which you guys have seen as odd art on the site.
Yes.
It's so cute. I love this little furry blue thing.
It looks... weird. I don't know what to call it.
It's the letter H.
Do what? How's it the letter H?
If you turn it sideways, it's the letter H.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I get it. Maybe. Not sure.
That's why it's called an alpha critter.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
But
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it too. And we also have JP Oliver, staff of the Podtacular Rec Clan.
Yes.
I believe so still. I don't think that has changed.
No, not really.
And we have a clan match tonight, right?
Yes. I might actually be able to attend now. Hype doesn't think I'm going. I should surprise him, right?
Okay. Well, this podcast...
Hey, I was able to come.
It's like this podcast will be out after the fact, so I guess you will be able to surprise him.
Yeah, so... Hype doesn't know it yet, but I'll surprise him. I'll be online. He's going to be like, whoa, you're online. You lied to me. I told him I had baseball practice tonight, and he doesn't... Well, he assumes I'm going to be at baseball practice, but what he doesn't know is it got canceled. So I'm going to go show up at it anyway.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Be a surprise.
I should be there too. I'm hoping to be there.
Yeah.
Who are you guys playing?
The Remnants.
Dear God, even I don't know. I've been checking the thread though. Checking up the Remnants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we have our games picked out yet for that?
Yes, we do. Well, the idea is we have three games, three official games. We have, I don't even know what they are. They're not on the thread or anything.
One of them?
Do what? Yeah.
Minesweeper, MLG.
We should add that in there.
A Minesweeper variant. That would be interesting.
Just for Lancelot. But usually the way it goes is usually you play at least three games for seriousness, and then we might have one or two mixer games before or after it to add a little bit of fun. Since although we're in it for a bit of seriousness, we also like to have a little bit of fun with it.
Like to have a little bit of fun with it.
That's how we roll.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much
I have pulled you in as well. Welcome to the dark side.
Thanks. Good to be here.
No!
That, and I also have a lot of fun mixing various beverages with Sprite, like lemonade and Sprite or apple juice and Sprite.
Oh, that doesn't sound good though.
It's actually really tasty. It's carbonated, but it tastes like apple juice, so it's awesome. Or it's lemonade with carbonation in it.
Usually I just put a lemon in my Sprite, and then it's like extra lemon lime. that usually works better, but that's just me. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Interesting, nonetheless.
Yes, very, very interesting.
Thank you.
I don't drink sodas, hence I don't drink carbonated drinks.
Oh, sucks
for you.
What,
do you want a diet?
No, I just don't like them.
That's all right.
Okay, so this week we are going to start off with the Halo Wars campaign stuff. We're going to go all the way through the campaign, kind of grouping them by area or, I guess, mission.
Yeah.
So, the first one, we're doing pretty much the Relic missions. So, campaign levels 1 through 3 for Halo Wars. And before we get to submissions, let's just talk about it a little bit. I know I've played them. I don't know about JP, how much you've played it.
I beat the campaign, so I know a little bit about it.
Oh, look at you.
I know. Well, I'm being normal, though. I didn't really want to play on Heroic or Legendary, because RTS is not my type.
At least you didn't play it on easy like Fumo did.
Oh.
Ouch. Ouch. Man, you went there.
Oh,
although, he finally finished the campaign on Legendary, though.
Hmm. Wait, Legendary for Halo Wars or Halo 3?
No, Halo 3.
Oh,
took him that long?
I helped.
Don't be hating. Don't be hating.
You had to help him. Wow.
Oh, it's just kind of one of those things where he didn't want to necessarily do it unless he was playing it with someone else, so.
I'm scared!
It's not that.
With other people.
It is.
The monsters are trying to hurt me. No.
I still need one or two of those. The new achievements that you get.
The metagame
That have the zero gamer score ones. I don't remember the name.
Oh, the Vidmasters?
Yeah, those. I still need a couple of those.
Like which ones?
The one we have those skulls on that last campaign level. I don't even know what they're called. I don't know what the achievement's names are, but it's the one where you have to play through that last level of the campaign with a couple skulls on.
There's one with the last level where you have to play with iron, and you have to finish the level on ghosts with four people.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there was a thread in the forums for that. Someone wanted to do it. I don't know if that or not.
The Halo 3 campaign with all the skulls on Legendary?
Well,
I bet there are people that have done it.
If you did, I would congratulate you, but that would be a bit too much time and effort.
I think you get recon, if you do that.
My favorite skull is the Grunt birthday party skull.
I think everyone's favorite skull is the grand birthday party skull.
The kids go, yay!
Actually, the grunts go, yay. Like little kids.
Yeah. So, back to Halo Wars.
Yeah, back to Halo Wars. So, yeah, the first campaign is, what, retaking Alpha Base?
Yeah, you're taking over Sergeant Forge's role in capturing an Alpha Base. It's kind of like a tutorial / mission.
Yeah. So you get to run over a bunch of grunts using the RAM thing. I like doing that. It's fun. And then, let's see, the second one is the Relic exterior, and the third one is the Relic interior.
Yeah.
So we're going to be covering all three of those today. And we didn't get as many submissions as we normally do. That's mostly my fault for not getting the word out sooner. So,
jeez, what's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, I'm busy with school. Give me a break.
That's why you have to get a secretary, like I do.
I don't have a secretary. I don't need a secretary.
My secretary is my hilarious blue animal. I just look at it and I remember what I'm supposed to do.
You got to be kidding me.
It is the all-powerful blue stuffy.
I am going to go kill myself after the show. Calling for backup! I need backup!
No, the stuffy is too strong. We can't beat it. Run away! Retreat! We cannot fight its immense powers of love!
Wow. Do what?
Well, I'm so lost now.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Halo Wars.
Stuffy's got us pinned down, Sergeant. What do we do now? There's nothing to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Podtacular, the unofficial Stuffy podcast.
Yay. This week, we're talking about Beanie Babies. And their therapeutic effects on soldiers suffering from post-stress syndrome, whatever it's called. Post-traumatic stress disorder. There we go.
Shall we just get to submissions?
Podcast.
Jeez, guys, the podcast.
Gotta do the podcast, man.
Okay, let's get going then.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do it. Okay. First one comes from Adswell Fit. A really short submission. He says, on the second level, after you have killed 20 or so jackals, snipers, the skull appears at the bottom of the map in your base. Hope this helps. Keep on fragging those trucks being driven by Royal Rastafarian Nenes.
So when he's referring to the bottom of the map in your base, bottom of the map in your base, I guess, is he saying, like, your base you start out with?
Yeah.
On that thing level? Alright.
Yeah, because you have the, it's the place where you start out. It's at the very bottom of the map.
Well, it's before you're entering I don't even remember what it's called.
The relic?
The relic, thank you. Sorry. But you're entering the relic, and you have those two tanks you start out with, right? Two or three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So, I didn't even know there was a base. Maybe I just forgot. I didn't know there was a base you had with that when you started out. I thought you just had to storm that, just storm the relic and get ready to fight some elite and covenant units.
No, there's the base that you start out with at the bottom.
Alright.
It's at the bottom.
Just for clarification's sake, for anyone else who was...
I don't know. I don't do the rushing things because I'm not that good, so.
Well, neither do I. I just do it anyway for fun. Doesn't mean
circling rush.
If it's a sitting match, no fun in that. Sure, you watch your army build up, but there's no fun in that. The real fun is watching them fight each other. That's kind of what the game's all about.
Sure. I'm more methodical in my approach.
That's cool too.
I think I'm more defensive. I'm not sure.
What?
Everyone has their own game style. Thank you.
Next.
I say to you.
Yeah. went there. Oh, man. You're going double time.
Yep. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out.
Oh, God.
You're using the gun on us, sir. We can't hold it off.
It's too much.
They're coming in too fast.
The stuffy is coming. No.
Oh gosh.
Back on track.
Save us all.
Mm.
Okay. Next submission. Lance.
Oh, that's my, yeah, me. Okay, I thought JP was
wow.
Okay, so this one comes from Fisherman Q. Says, the Fishman here to give you some Halo Wars tips. In the mission where you get the grizzlies, you pretty much rape everything. But at the end of that mission, when you are protecting Anders, you should not continue to just rape enemies coming out of the side doors, but keep progressing to the checkpoint unless you have not killed the right amount of units to get the skull. Because I think enemies continue coming out of the doors without stopping, no matter how many you kill.
Yes, that's correct. Because I remember, this is the third mission, right? When you're leaving the relic.
Yes.
There's all those hunters coming out the side doors. Yeah, they don't stop coming out because your goal is just try to rush for that finish. So it's supposed to be like a really hectic, epic finish to that third level. But yeah, he's right.
Rush to the finish.
Luke. Yeah, they don't quit charging. So you can get as many of those 100 kills as you need.
Charge!
Sorry. And really, if you
manage... The stuffy will not take our land from us.
Do what? I'm so confused.
It's an epic battle against the stuffy. It's like World of War of the Worlds, except War of the Stuffies.
God.
Next submission.
Nipple kittens. Oh,
that's me, right?
It is.
That would be me. Okay, X Nipple Kittens X says, "Sup guys, I'm back with some more my nipple knowledge for you. This works great with any Halo Wars level, really. But I first found this out on the first three levels. Build whatever type of base you want, then get about 5 to 7 units out to defend your base for if or when the enemy attacks. But then, instead of rushing out, get as many upgrades as you can for your units. Then, send them out and make more units as you reach research stuff. Told ya I'd be back. Shout out to XGX, Nufi Kier, the Podtacular crew. Keep up the good work."
At least it's not XXX Nipple Kittens.
Oh, that's probably a lot worse.
That strategy of hiding in your base and just upgrading is pretty much in any RTS.
Yeah.
You find...
It usually works, though.
It depends on like who you're playing against. That strategy either works sometimes, and other times you'll just get raped.
Mm-hmm. Well... Someone on the forums may have read about how many resources you acquire for each resource base you have. And wasn't there, I don't remember who made the thread or anything, but something about there's not a significant difference from the amount you gain to the amount that you have to give away in order to make each of the resource bases.
And what do you mean?
So, like, you know how you have to pay for each resource base?
Yeah.
Or research,
you gotta spend money to make money.
Yeah, but they said, the person who made the thread found this research and said, and found out that even if you have a whole bunch of supply, buildings, they do not significantly increase the amount of overall supply as you acquire. Because it costs so much to make, it costs enough to make them. But then it takes enough time to take that much of the supplies back that you had to first pay for them. So apparently, it's better to just stick with one than continue making these pieces.
And that's a fail strategy, because if the enemy comes in and blows it up, then you can't get any more resources. And then soon the computer will be saying, "Insufficient Vespene gas." Although that is from StarCraft.
Got it.
But the same principle applies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess then you have just to defend that extra hearted then, because put in the
it's
back of your base.
It's still a terrible idea to have only one, and no matter what RTS you're playing, you always have multiples in case one gets blown up.
Yes, you will always have one more than one, but you have to consider you have to pay to use them, and apparently it takes a while to get them back because you only
You have to pay to use them?
No, I mean pay to make them. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. But, if you had to pay to use them, I would have gone down and beat Ensemble Studios.
Yeah, but even though you have to pay to create them, you only get like 5 to 10 resources for every couple seconds, and they cost, I don't know, Dustin, do you know how much they cost to build?
225?
Yeah, I was thinking around 200. That takes a couple minutes, and by that time, you could already have something else only, starting to build up.
So, I don't know. For me, when I get all my supply things going, it takes me about, I don't know, maybe 20 seconds to get that much?
I don't know. I guess if you have the heavy supply base going for you, that might help out. But then you have to pay to get the upgrade on that.
Well, yeah, I always upgrade all those. Because it's just a fast coming stream of resources.
Yeah.
Fast coming stream of resources.
Wow.
Wow, Lance.
Yes, wow.
I said nothing. You Maybe filled in should. The blank mentally. It's not my fault.
Moving on.
Yes, moving on. Next one comes from Daniel. He says, "Hey, Potak, it's FunnyBoy78 with my first ever submission. It's going to suck, but here it goes." We'll see if it sucks or not. Once you have taken...
It's a spectacular trials. You must pass the trial to the first submission, else you will be cast into the pit of no return.
He said that, anyway. Not me.
Yeah.
I already said that part. Never mind. Once you have taken the base and are heading to the Covenant Ruins, make about 3 supply pads, a reactor, and a barracks. Upgrade everything on your pad and reactor. Gather plenty of troops, about 15 units worth, and fill the rest of the population with hogs. Rush the base with the hogs and have the troops take out any grunts. Let the hogs kill the turrets. Once you get to the detonator, you need 2 kills. Don't pay attention to the enemy units, and frag and blast the detonator only. Let me know how it works out. Keep on fragging Lancelot because Dump Storm is obviously cooler.
Burn.
Ouch.
But I have I have the sexy voice, though.
Doubt it.
No, it's true.
I'm not. I'm not saying anything to that.
Uh huh.
Is this the joke you said you were going to pull on me?
Do what?
Like, because I edited that one guy's submission to make a joke on you last show.
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, just cut that part out.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I do. I guess I get this one then.
Yeah, you do.
I have no clue how to pronounce
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil. Alright, so our next submission comes. Shut up. Okay, so our next submission comes from Punxsutawney Phil. And he says, "Yo, Dusty Crypto, Gluis, and guest host," which is me and that other guy. Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
It's Punxsutawney Phil, and I have some tips for the first missions of Halo Wars, namely the skulls. Lots of skull tips. By the way, my gamertag is the Groundhog from the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, not NASCAR. I said this in my custom and creation submission too, because I submitted that one last week, but this episode will occur first. Confused? Sorry. Over. G. Lewis just got owned.
Confused? Yeah. Sorry.
Anyways, so, on to the tips. In Alpha Base, killing 100 guns will get you the Look Daddy skull. It appears by where you find the last group of Marines. For some reason, I did it on Heroic and could only find 99 grunts.
A glitch?
I hate that. There's an achievement in Half-Life 2 Episode 2 where you have to step on all of the antlion grubs, and I always come up one or two short of getting 333 of them.
Actually, there are more than 100 grunts.
Really? Well,
yes.
Do the amount of use change from level to level or difficulty?
No, but the Marines that you have to rescue, they can still kill some of the grunts, and it won't count towards your grunt kill.
Oh,
so there's you have
to make a rush for them first.
Yeah, there was more than 100 grunts because I was playing right before. And on the first level, and I killed more than 100 grunts. So,
So, next, in the relic approach, when you kill 20 jackal snipers, the grunt birthday skull will appear next to your first base. Also, definitely take a second base. Okay. Explore the level. There's a ramp next to your base that you should take to find the missing warthogs and the black box.
Hmm.
Dun dun dun. The black box sat there, cold.
Can someone
silent.
Tell me?
The unsuspecting marine walked up towards it, but he did not know what lay within. He unwittingly opened it and released the stuff.
I have a question. Question about the black box.
Yeah.
I don't go into the extras about Halo Wars. So what do the black boxes do besides each unit achievement?
Black boxes on aircraft record flight data information that can be retrieved
in
the event of an air.
Shut up. What do they do in Halo Wars?
They hold
pads. I don't know. I haven't gotten far enough in the campaign to really know, but supposedly it's supposed to be like secret data.
Well, I think something. Like, they have a timeline, the Halo timeline of what happened.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But I guess they do that. They give you timeline information.
I guess.
It'll be like the terminals. You find a black box. You learn more.
Yeah, I think it's the same idea.
Right.
I don't know. I have to have someone let us in on that.
All right. Continuing on with the submission.
In Relic Interior, killing 45 hunters gets you the Cowbell Skull. I recommend leaving a squad of Marines in the Sniper Tower by the bridge you have to hack into. That way, when you use all units, they won't follow you, and you can easily and quickly send them back onto the platform where Forge was pinned down. That's where the skull appears. If you're having trouble killing the hunters, just have your Grizzlies sit on the ramp leading out of the Relic at the end. And in the stream of hunters will come out for you to kill. Also, be sure to use the console after hacking it to send groups of Cubbies into the Abyss for the Covenant Hot Drop achievements.
Well, yeah.
Bucks of Tony Phil, the Groundhog, that's all chill, signing out. Okay, I'll work on something less failing. Keep on fragging noobs that try to veto Griff Ball in the Mythic DLC while driving a truck that is splattering midget grunts that are using anus armor as a nene magnet so they can steal his air and redeem it at Pasta Hut for spatulas and fabulous prizes.
Pasta
Hut? We have Pizza Hut up here. I've never heard of Pasta Hut.
It's Pasta Hut.
Never heard of Pasta Hut before.
Neither.
It was on the show a while ago. You would have.
I guess.
So he says, shout out to all the hosts and guest hosts on this episode.
Yeah.
Woot.
That's
Wait,
me.
There's an actual, like, you can go into a dev console?
No. You have to hack the bridge in order to get back over. To.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, console start should be able to do that then.
No, it's not like not hacking the game console.
Yeah,
hacking
not like using a console. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Like console charge, use the console. This can only go badly.
Yeah, not that kind of console. Okay, next one.
Next one's so mine. The One Half. Hello, guys. The One Half here. I've been a long-time listener of the show. You guys make my weekend complete, happy face with the wink, and decided to send something in for the first time, another happy face. For a little tip for the first mission, if you are going for the achievement, it doesn't say which one, then use Just Forge. He's tougher, thus likely to die. For the skull, be careful. Marines will not When not under your control, kill grunts off. 2, these do not count towards your total meaning. Total meaning, there are less grunts to kill. The skull is located in the area near where you disable the shield that keeps vehicles out. There is a black box as well, but I forget where. I am sure someone else will know. Now for the relic approach mission. Just keep on building them tanks. Also, you are going to
keep on building them tanks.
Also, if you're going for the skull, they are very handy to kill the jackals. I forgot how many, and somewhere on the minimap, a little indicator, like you can do yourself by clicking on the left thumbstick, show you the location of the skull, also the black box, if I remember correctly, is the location near the entrance of the relic, to the left. My final part of this mission is about the third mission. This is a simple tip. Well, three, really. The first one is keep your grizzlies close to Anders so she can repair them, and if you want to get the achievement, keep an eye on the bridge, which Anders has to enable so you can get across. You can let the Covenant fall to their doom. That's another one of those tips about dropping those covenants off the bridge.
Yep.
And my final tip, keep a little group of units where you recover energy and forge the skull. The skull will appear there after killing 40 hunters. Near the end of the mission, keep your grizzlies at the entrance of the relic. Lots of hunters will show up, so you should easily be able to get this skull. I don't know where the black box is in this level, but someone else will know. Also, I apologize for any spelling mistakes. English is my third language. I speak Dutch, German, English, and French. So, and I have dyslexia. And this is Firefox.
Firefox for the win.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a heart at first. I always thought that was like cherries or something when I first saw that.
What?
All those years ago.
Less than three.
Hmm. Yeah. Now to close off my submission or novel off. Keep on riding trucks, carrying folding bikes stolen by Nene to prevent Nice. He spelled Nene with the accents over the E. By Nene to prevent Fumojai from running over midgets while being chased by a Yeti wearing golden anus armor. P.S. Keep up the good work.
Cool.
Nice.
Actually, we figured out why Nene uses anus armor.
I didn't hear about this.
In the last podcast, because while he was in prison, he kept dropping his soap.
Ah, oh, that makes sense.
And he combined it with a tiger butt plug.
Okay.
Because, you know, he has very big hands, and he kept dropping the little bar of soap.
Bummer.
Interesting.
True. Not bummer.
Wow. Good one.
Thank
Your
you.
Humor is so okay. Good.
Next one is from Elite Spartan. He says, "What's up, guys? It's Elite Spartan 182 again. But I am now known as MLG Elite Iceman." So he changed his gamertag, basically. He says, "I'm here with some very useful tips for Haloa must when deciding among what units." What the heck?
Restart that one.
He says, "What's up, guys? It's Elite Spartan 182 again, but I am now known as Elite Iceman with some very useful tips for
Halo Wars when deciding among what units to build and upgrade."
Okay.
That makes sense.
He obviously missed something in his submission.
That's right.
Okay, anyway, he says, "Give your opponent a few minutes to prep and then send a lone throwaway unit such as a Warthog or a Ghost you begin with to drive through your opponent's base. Look closely at what kinds of units are there."
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Gathering intel on your opponent is
moving about.
And what structures they've built. Oh, okay. If their primary base has a single barracks with nothing but supplies, pads, and reactors filling out the rest of the slots, you know they're powering up for a tech-heavy army, and that's a perfect time to strike with a rush attack. Good luck with the show, and keep on fragging Nene's new unknown friend, Moped Larry, that best friends is... Do what?
I think it's really Moped Larry.
Moped Larry. Whatever. That's best friend is Boo Radley, which he rides on flaming pirate sharks and Jaws from the movie Brokeback Mountain. Peace out. Yeah. Okay.
It sounds like more like a general tip if you're playing a one-on-one expedition game or something.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't... Yeah, that doesn't sound like it'd be completely useful in most of the campaign levels. maybe online tip as well.
Perhaps. Yeah. Don't know.
Hmm. That's a good tip.
Yeah, work on the grammar there next time.
Just looks like you switched a few words around there.
Yeah. Or missed a few words, too.
Well, that could be it, too.
So.
No worries.
Yep. Okay. Who wants to get the next one?
Landslide, do you want it?
Sorry, I was just deriving an equation. Is it my turn?
Yes. Hello, Landslide, we're on a podcast. It's your turn to read a submission.
Okay. Okay, so this next submission comes from Greg. He says, it's PK. Again, I just use my name to make things a lot easier after the rant on the last episode. And I have a tip for the relic interior. After you activate the terminal thingy, I don't know what it is, says in brackets, and you're about to finish the level, it's you, apostrophe R-E, not your. I...
Anyway.
Grammar. And you are about to finish the level, have the tanks camp at the spot where the hunters spawn and just keep everyone else in between the tanks until you get the kill 50.
Yeah. Wow. It's 45.
Get the kill. Okay, so get the kill 50, hunters, and then just have all the people leave so that way you get more points. That's all for now. And keep on fragging noobs, wear anus armor, and drive unfraggable trucks that frag folding bikes.
Hmm. I didn't know trucks could frag.
I didn't know either.
It's like the trucks are like Knight Rider. They became sentient, and then they grew arms.
Hmm.
So now they can throw grenades at people.
That's interesting. Neither have I.
Wait, what, that's it? That's all the submissions you have?
Yep, that's all we have.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, well, it is kind of my fault for bringing it out late, so.
Mm.
I'm sure we'll get more for next time.
Sure. No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah, I love
that. No biggie.
Jar Jar Binks in the house.
Don't get him started.
Jar Jar Binks up in this drunk man.
Yeah, I shouldn't have started.
Yeah, you let the beast out. Bad idea.
You've unleashed the beast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't say that, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
wrapping things up, sending your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
Using the big green button.
Yes.
Yeah, you
can still get questions asking where to submit things.
Well, now we can make it your front page. On the right-hand side, there's a big green button that says submit your tips and whatever for the next show.
I might turn that into an animated GIF so that it flashes.
We could do that, probably. That would
Warning, do not look to the right-hand side of this website if you are epileptic.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO. Or,
wow.
For those of you who don't like using letters, it is 206-888, what is it here?
4256.
4256, there we go. I forgot. and leave a Halo-related message.
Oh my god. Dude.
And leave a Halo-related message. We play this back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
I'm Billy Mays!
Be sure to check out our website, www.podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways for you to make friends and play Halo, as well as many other games with cool people. Some of the things you can get involved in with are the community, with the Halo 3 recreational...
You said with are the community.
Oh, God. Give him a break.
I'll start it over then. Be sure to check out www.podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways for you to make friends and play Halo, as well as many other games with cool people. Some of the things you can get involved with the community are the Halo 3 recreational and pro clans, the Rec PC clan, community-led events, and much more.
Want to try that a third time?
No, let's try that a third time. No, it's a tongue twister enough already.
It's not a tongue twister.
You did it on purpose.
Website at www.podtackers.com.
Yeah. We got it.
Check out the forums. There's lots of events brought.
We got it.
Friends and play Halo as many other games with cool people. Some of the things you can get involved with in community.
Canadian.
Are the Halo 3 recreation.
See, even you messed it up.
The PC Rec Clan, community-led events, and much more.
That was poorly worded because everyone was messing it up.
Wait, I put.
Anyway.
Yeah,
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Oh, that's me.
Yes, that's you.
Be sure to check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network. Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB's Post Game Report Show. Oh, shit. Check out the other shows.
Fail.
Wow.
Fail.
Right,
just say it regularly.
Be sure to check out the
other shows. I said regularly.
Network. Shut up. Be sure to check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network. Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
Then we have next show, which is...
Next show is going to be multiplayer tips for Map of the Month. Assembly!
Map nice. Of the Month.
Yes, we have the new maps come out, so we're going to go ahead and dive right into those. We're going to do Assembly, start off with that one first. Then the next time around, we're going to do Orbital, and we're going to wrap up on Sandbox, giving people enough time to have their own creation. Yeah, Forge.
Yeah.
Have their own creations and whatnot.
I don't have the Mythic maps, but I heard Sandbox can have a lot of creative maps.
Sandbox is like the ultimate Forge map at the moment. You thought Foundry was good?
Yeah.
With Sandbox.
So you think Sandbox is better than Foundry?
Aside from
air conditioning. You can't beat air conditioning.
Well, the sky bubble and the crypt make things a lot more easier to use, and the grid helps a lot too.
Oh, so they put the grid in? I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't have the new Mythic maps yet.
Yeah. Well, there's basically a sky bubble, which is basically the size of Sand Trap. You know how you have the outer ring? Yeah, it's basically the size of that, is the sky bubble. And then you have your main level, which is
the basic level. The skybox?
Yeah. Yeah, you can go up in the skybox.
Neato.
And then there's the crypt, which, ironically, is the same size as the Griffball court. So it's pretty much kind of made for Griffball in that regard. Nice. But you can forge stuff down there too.
Interesting. I probably should get the maps now because I'm actually kind of interested about that.
Yeah. And Assembly is kind of like a remake of Midship from Halo 2. And Orbital is kind of, I kind of want to say it's like elongation. A mix between that and there's another map I'm thinking of.
Long Run from Halo C PC.
No. I'm talking about retail Halo games.
Halo, is it on Halo 2? One of those DLC maps? Because they had a
No.
Oh.
I can't remember. I know it kind of seems like longest to me. Or elongation.
Yeah. Longest. Yeah, that was the name of it.
So. Yep. But yeah, we're doing Assembly next week for the multiplayer tips. Yeah.
And those of you TF2 players out there, get ready to go. Because next round the ring, I'm going to skip Left 4 Dead.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm.
Very nice.
Very okay. Nice.
Well, thanks guys for being on the show. Thanks everyone for listening and keeping the podcast going strong. And until next time, I am Duststorm.
I am Lancelot.
And I am J.P. Oliver.
And we'll see you next time.
Good evening, everybody. And keep on dragging those trucks.
We might be never inviting back again.
Yeah.
There's only one thing left to say.
More beatboxing.
Oh. And Seattle.
G. Lewis, come back to me!
Well, that was no homo intended. You tell me. Don't tell me.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
It's 3.5 millimeters, not quarter inch. Quarter inches are...
It just doesn't go in.
That's what she said.
Oh, okay, that was just implied. You didn't have to say anything there.
But I had to go fill in the gap.
But it's just so obvious. It's like you don't even have to say anything, just laugh at it.
Chilua says it's not going balls deep.
Well. I think everything Jesus is saying today is worthy of that what she said joke.
Pretty much, yep.
But for the purpose of moving on, I won't do it this time. Well, my question to him is, does he go to college?
Rafflecopter, Rafflecopter, Rafflecopter. I can't remember how to fire WTF bombs with an Rafflecopter.
Right. Wait. Heard something.
Alright guys, use the plane. I eat dinner now, I'll be back, and then we'll start the podcast. I'll be back in like 3 or 4 minutes.
Does anybody remember how to fire WTF bombs in, how do you fire WTF bombs in Rafflecopter? I can't remember.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Rafflecopter, how can you not know Rafflecopter? Wait, never mind, figured it out. Haha, OMG missiles kill everything.
Oh, I love my Steel Series, even though they're broken. I love them anyway. They break and they suck, but they're still cool. Cause I'm listening to Green Day while I'm in this chat waiting for the phone call or for the podcast to start. And I can perfectly sync your voice.
Oh God, I'm seeing pink everywhere.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it happens when you stare at a green screen for too long.
Hmm.
Same thing happens when I stare at my lava lamp for too long.
Okay, then why are you staring at a green screen? That's probably
bad. I need to, because I'm taking screenshots, because I'm working on version 5 of my signature.
Raggle, raggle.
UNSC Orange only talks to cast Americans. With American
Hey, you know that Newegg sells cookware and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You can buy...
Do what?
Yeah. They sell home and garden stuff on Newegg.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, let's see. Okay, what do we have here? Toasters, they sell those Roomba vacuum things.
Well, Roombas would somewhat make sense.
They sell power tools, stud detectors, they sell beard trimmers, they sell pots and pans and irons.
Ow, I'm a little loud. Ow! Where are my TV controls? Oh, there they are.
That's what she said.
What? Huh. That didn't even make sense.
Think about it. Think about it.
I did think about it, and I can sell it. Say it didn't make sense anyway.
No, it didn't make sense.
You all have no souls.
What?
I have a soul. I just don't feel like using it.
Interesting.
Just because I'm emo doesn't mean you make fun though, right?
Hey guys, it's not night.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Bitch,
yep.
Please, say it to the end because the face would want to hear it.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's funny because it's stupid.
Ah.
Yeah, your face is kind of funny.
Oh, ouch. That was harsh. Damn. You went there.
My fault.
My bad, guys. My bad.
My bad, girls. My bad. It'll be next time. And then they all like start trash talking.
Is JV becoming? Yeah, then they trash talk and say, y'all be jacking my style.
It makes no sense.
Must not make crude jokes.
Too late.
Nope. Fail.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back on topic. Where did we stop? Well, we're supposed to have a topic.
Well, we were just talking. We were talking about the clan match, and then we saw JVB. We had a moment of silence, and then we got backtracked.
Alright, so before we start going silly over here, what are we here to do again? I don't know. It was some sort of podcast, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe the, I don't know, Halo Wars campaign? Something like that.
You, ow. Oh, my foot. Ow.
I heard about that game. I heard about that one.
I just drove my wheelchair over my foot.
You have a wheelchair.
No, I'm not a wheelchair. My office chair with wheels on it. I just rolled it over my foot. Now my toe hurts.
You are an idiot.
Well.
Me too.
But you still did it.
I'm not wearing socks, so it hurts more than it normally would.
That's as bad as me, like, breaking my own foot by tripping over my foot.
What?
Now we're gonna get the show done.
How did you pull that off?
I don't know. I was running down the basketball court, running sideways, and I tripped over my own foot, and I broke my foot.
Yeah, we were about to start that, when Jimmy D had his moment of silence.
Okay.
We'll continue.
Continuing.
For Jamie.
Continuing. Okay. Continuing in 3, 2, 1.
Wait, I just need to get my ruler. Hold on, drink.
Your ruler, really.
So this week we're... What is your problem? And I'm having to update the stupid tab thing every time that we have an interruption.
Surfly.
Just getting to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, surfly.
Jeez.
It hurts.
This week on the GamerCast Network, the ladies of Sarcastic Gamer Pink deliver a dose of midweek chit-chat on all kinds of stuff, including the results of the first ever Bargain Bin Roulette Challenge. Find out how much they spent, what they played, and whether it was worth it on Sarcastic Gamer Pink, Episode 25. This week, the Retro Force Go crew takes a look back at the Model T of electronic entertainment with the long-awaited Commodore 64 episode. Keyboards, blue screens, and something or other called a floppy disk. What the hell was it? Tune in and find out. Take a 30-minute road trip around the Sarcastic Gamer community on Sarcastic Gamer Radio. Check out the post-game report to get all the facts. Post-game. This week on Video Game Show episode number 138, find out about the gaming scene in Hong Kong. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.